Travis, can you explain the new system of campsite reservations? How does it work?
Yeah, definitely. So starting January 1st at all Colorado State Parks, all 41, folks will have a new way to reserve their camp spot. You can do that by either calling a 1-800 number, it's 1-800-244-5613, or you can go online, you know, on your phone, on your laptop, whatever you happen to have, at cpwshop.com, and you can reserve your site there. Mainly what the new reservation system changes is it gets rid of what we used to have was a 3-day period, or we called it our reservation window, where basically you couldn't make a reservation. If you were 2 days out from when you wanted to go camping, you would have to take a gamble and go to that park and see whether there was an available site when you got there. Under this new system, you can see immediately, you know, from the internet, from calling the 1-800 number, if you can book a site, and you can book it, whether that's 3 days out, 2 days out, 1 day out, you're arriving at the site and it looks empty, you can book it right there. So that's the main difference, and we think it's going to be, we're excited about the change. We did implement it as a pilot program first.
Okay.
It started at 5 parks in 2018. All of those had fantastic success with the program, and so in 2019 we brought it to 17 more parks. All of those reported great success, very few problems, and just really more folks out camping and getting into the sites that they wanted. And so we made the decision that we were going to just implement it at all 41 of our state parks starting here in 2020.
Sure. And why did the state decide to switch to the system? I mean, was there something that prompted the change?
Well, I think there were a few things. I think one of the main things that prompted the change was that this is the kind of system, the kind of service that folks are seeing in other industries or even in private campgrounds. So to book at a KOA or, you know, even if you're booking, say, a hotel room, you're not going to have some kind of 3-day reservation window. And so I think folks were often surprised that Colorado Parks and Wildlife's campgrounds had that reservation window. And so that was one reason I think we wanted to try and see if it worked well. And another was that I don't think we had the capability before. I think we've got new software capabilities on our purchasing end that really enabled this to be a possibility for us. I think we just wanted to make sure that our customers weren't going to be confused and that we weren't going to run into any unanticipated problems when we launched a new system, which is why we had a soft launch, had a pilot program at a few parks to make sure it was going to work.
Right. Okay. So it sounds like it'll be simpler for people, and now you have the technological capability to do it.
That's right.
So what is the penalty if someone doesn't book in advance?
So you can't occupy a campsite without a reservation. You can't just grab a site and try to camp for free. So
okay.
if you did do that, you'd be subject to a citation. But like I said, if you show up to a site and it looks empty, all you need to do is just book it on your phone, either by calling the number or by going to the website. And so it's very easy just to, if you haven't booked in advance, no problem. If you see a site that's open, all you need to do is just go ahead and book it and you're good to go.
I like it. And do you expect that this will have an impact on the number of sites that would be available on a given night?
What we found, at least in the parks that have participated so far, is that the occupancy rate, the number of people we have finding those few sites that might have been open, has really gone up. We're seeing our occupancy rates are higher. So we do expect more people will get out there and be camping because they know in advance they can book before they head that way. We had, I think, a few sites that might sit open because people didn't want to take that gamble, right? They didn't want to drive hours to get to the campground and find that it wasn't open. And so now they can. And now, so that's helping more people get out and go camping.
Right. All right. And is there anything else listeners should know about the new rule?
I think that's the main thing. We will have plenty of signage up at the participating parks and all the parks. And so just encourage folks to go online to cpwshop.com, check it out. But get out there and go camping. You'll be able to book from the campground. I guess the only thing I would caution is that some of our parks, not a lot, but some are in remote locations. And so You know, that was a concern when we launched the pilot program at 11 Mile State Park, was that it doesn't have great cell service all over the park. And so in a park like that, you might not be able to book right from your campsite. If you're planning to book last minute when you get to the park, you may even have to drive a little bit outside the park until you get to that cell coverage that you need to book your spot if there's no one around to help you there at the park. So right. I would caution people of that.
Maybe think about doing that in advance, or just walk around and hold your cell phone up really high and see if you can get a signal.
There you go. That's what I always try.
It never works for me. All right. Travis Duncan with Colorado Parks on Wildlife, thank you so much.
Definitely. Thank you so much.